Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you? Yes, we do have a treat for you today. I am Charlotte Sister C. Farrell. This is the Sulua Show, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. In today's show, we're going to be exploring three key themes that are woven into the fabric of Thanksgiving. I know Thanksgiving is Monday, but we are giving it to you as a treat to enjoy ahead of time. But before going forward, it is important to acknowledge the land in which we gather, wherever you may be listening. And our land acknowledgement is going to be led by our own Public Affairs Director, Jesse Winsloff.
Thanks, Charlotte. Before we get going, I want to recognize that we here at CJSF broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking people, and that Canadian history is rooted in the land, culture, and resources of Indigenous peoples, including the Halkomelem and Musqueam here in British Columbia, who have stewarded these territories for generations. And over centuries, much has been taken from them: land, language, traditions, and natural resources. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving, a holiday tied to harvest and abundance, we must also reflect on losses endured by Indigenous communities as a result of colonialism and colonization. Today, we commit ourselves to the ongoing process of reconciliation, working together to restore what has been lost and to honor the rights and contributions of Indigenous peoples.
Okay, thank you. As we do that on this day, we're like the appetizer before the day on Monday. On this day, we are looking at gratitude and reflection and remembering that our celebration should include a dedication to justice, fairness, and restoration. We're going to be exploring these three themes, and it's going to be woven in, connected together by music and some of our commentary. The three themes are reconciliation, our journey toward healing, and acknowledging the past. Variations in Thanksgiving celebrations. We're going to think about some of the diverse ways that we have together made this day. And then we're going to end with gratitude, because regardless of your particular faith beliefs, holiday beliefs, this is a time to be in gratitude when so much devastation is happening around the world. So that's where we'll be ending. But let's start with our first theme, reconciliation. You know, Jesse, Thanksgiving is often associated with abundance and gratitude, but for many it can also be a time of mixed emotions, especially when we reflect on our shared history with Indigenous peoples. As we gather with our family, our friends, neighbors today, don't you think it's kind of essential to acknowledge the complex layers of this holiday?
Yeah, definitely. It's hard. It feels hard to do any sort of Thanksgiving gathering or event or programming without acknowledging the complex history of both the holiday and the history of colonization of this continent and other places in the world.
This segment reflects on reconciliation and the journey of healing for Indigenous people, and we've got some music choices that we think you'll enjoy. If you haven't heard them before, then it will be something that you might play for your family, listen to when you're resting, and just be pensive, because we have to be intentional about our thoughts. A lot of times we will even say the words, how are you? Person says, I'm fine. Or someone will recognize someone who's come to a theater and has said they're or accepting the special seat or something that they have. But the person doing it doesn't think. Sometimes we have to really think about how we look, what we're saying, and music sometimes is a good way. I think music is a good way sometimes to hear something without arguing with it, but it just gets into your deeper layer. So we're going to start with this first song,
Our first song today is by Tanya Tagak, an Inuk throat singer from Nunavut, whose powerful voice brings traditional Inuit sounds into a modern haunting context. Longtime favorite of mine. I've been following Tanya Tagak for years now and love the way that she sort of melds the traditional and contemporary musical traditions that she's a part of. Her song, Teeth Agape, which we're going to hear, expresses themes of displacement and identity, making it a fitting tribute to the resilience of Indigenous peoples. So without further ado, here's Teeth Agape by Tanya Tagak.
Children, and my teeth welcome your windpipe. Oh. Touch my children, and my teeth welcome your windpipe. Utter the name and be crushed by leg, grown strong from holding up weight. By thigh that carries rocks, an urgent gait. I will hunch my shoulders and wait. Claws sharpened, teeth agape. Claws sharpened, teeth agape.
Was Tanya Tagak with Teeth Agape, reminding us of the beauty and strength of Indigenous traditions, even in the face of loss. Here on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, a special Thanksgiving episode where we're in this first segment reflecting on the relationship, the complex relationship between reconciliation and Thanksgiving.
Now, as you know, I love writing poems about trees, and the next we're going to hear is the oldest tree in the world.
That's right, by Leanne Betasamasake Simpson.
Her song, The Oldest Tree in the World, reflects on deep-rooted connections to the earth, fitting for our theme of reconciliation and Indigenous land stewardship.
Thank you. as you hold this all together with the parts I can't see.
Betasamasake Simpson always reminds us of the wisdom found in nature and history. That was The Oldest Tree in the World, a poignant reminder of the ties between indigenous peoples and the land, here on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, as we ourselves reflect on Thanksgiving and reconciliation. Our final track for this segment is by Jeremy Dutcher, who just won the Polaris Prize for his latest album. He's a classically trained Wolastoyuk singer and composer. His song Sakama blends operatic style with traditional indigenous music, an intersection of old and new, much like the journey of reconciliation. And much like the first artist we heard, Tanya Tagak, a really interesting blending of sort of two different worlds of traditional performance as well as sort of classical operatic work. So again, this is Sakama by Jeremy Dutcher.
14 brise, 14 broken. 15. Thank you.
Jeremy Dutcher with Sakoma, a fusion of indigenous and classical music styles. His work speaks to the importance of preserving culture while embracing modernity. Thanks to Jeremy for sharing that powerful message. As we reflect on reconciliation this Thanksgiving, let's remember that it's not just about looking back. It's about the actions we take moving forward to ensure that all communities can celebrate this land and its resources with respect and harmony.
And, you know, another thing, sometimes when people play indigenous music, they just play drums. And so people have no idea of the range of instruments and intonations that we've heard. So share those with your friends. You have from Friday to Monday to indulge in listening yourself, and then you'll surprise a few people who just don't know this beautiful range of indigenous music. Up next, we're going to take a look at how different communities across Canada celebrate Thanksgiving in their own unique ways. Again, this is Saluau, the Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon show, where our guest and I speak up so you can listen up and share, act upon what you've heard. Now, Thanksgiving may have common themes of family, food, and reflection, but across Canada, across North America, this holiday is celebrated in beautifully diverse ways, whether it's traditionally the traditional turkey and mashed potatoes, or in my family's case, turkey and sweet potatoes, or regional specialties like lobster dinners in the Maritimes, or wild game feasts in the prairies. Each part of the country has its own way of giving thanks. Jesse, what are some things that your family do that are traditional or memorable?
We're pretty standard, stereotypical Canadian Thanksgiving. I think, you know, a turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and probably a green vegetable in there somewhere. I myself am vegetarian, so it's been a while since I had a turkey. So usually it's like a tofurkey or whatever alongside all the sides. And we just sort of take the day to hang out and spend time together. We don't have too much in terms of specific traditions, but it's just a chance to get together and be grateful for each other.
Now, I being dually Black American, Black Canadian, Blackfoot Tribe, Indigenous, what we do is some of the customary dishes that passed down from the way my grandmother did it or the way our aunts did it. And we have this Thanksgiving, and then in November, we do it again. So a few things that we do differently with the Canadian Thanksgiving is sometimes we will have smoked sausage, and we're doing it healthier. So we'll boil it, simmer it, so it gets the salt out, minimizes the fat, and then I have the job of making cornbread. I make cornbread first as our base. My daughter is chopping up a million different vegetables to go in, and my grandson has the job of restocking the vegetables, as well as he's making sauces. He's making different sauces to go with he likes macaroni and cheese or different macaroni dishes. So it's a little bit different. And sometimes we have guests and people will bring things, African dishes, East Indian dishes. So it's really a smorgasbord when we celebrate. I think it's an important, I've seen a lot of people have children in the grocery store. I saw somebody had a lotus root and it has all those holes. And this little kid said, they need a note up here of what you're supposed to do with this thing with all the holes in it. And I thought, well, that's cute, because it is important for people to keep teaching kids how to eat real food, because you could go to have somebody dash you in something that's chips or a lot of the ghastly stuff that they advertise during the football games that are sometimes on during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think food is, I mean, it's great to be teaching kids about food and the healthy ways to eat and prepare their food, but it's also a great bonding experience to talk about food with your kids, to talk about, to teach them how to make food, to be a part of an activity. I was just in Ontario visiting my sister and her new daughter, my niece, and my partner Katie and I ended up at a restaurant one night, and the table next to us was parents with their two young sons, and the conversations they were having just showed a real, they were so engaged in the food, and the kids were asking, like, oh, well, like, what's the difference between this dish and this dish, and how would you prepare this, and how would you like, what would this look like at the grocery store? And so it was really interesting to see that sort of real hands-on direct connection with the food and how much they were bonding over it and using that as sort of like a frame for their relationship.
And I think I've heard some conversations, I live across from a school, but about real food and some of the traditional foods, because a lot of the different varieties of squash that indigenous people, African people from a number of places use a whole range of squashes, where people look at squashes here and they are decorating them for Halloween.
Yeah, ornamental gourds or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But there's so much nutrition in it. So I think these conversations around the table are conversations when people are doing homework about how the dark green and deep yellow vegetables are high in vitamin B and high in vitamin C, and rather than these awful, gummy, chewy, whatever you call those things that people chew instead of eating the food that has the vitamin, even having vitamin pill. Kids have overdosed on some of those things where, you know, it shows happy children chewing gummies, right? Mm-hmm. There's so much more nutrition in the vegetables that you get. And, you know, going to recently to a birthday celebration, there were at least 8 different ways that people had vegetables, green vegetables, and they were excited about it. So the people who say, oh, that's passé, or nobody wants to know anything about nutrition anymore, I defy that. I'm sure if we could go in with the camera into 10 people's homes, you can invite us. We'll see a lot of supplementation, not of the idea of eating real tomatoes rather than the new tomato. Yes, tomato, potato chips. Okay, so I'll move away from that to get back to harvest music. Neil Young has Harvest Moon. We're kicking off this, or adding to this discussion about food with his song, Harvest Moon. And whatever images, as you listen to it, sometimes if you just listen, you can see, it brings scenes to mind of what was in the artist's mind when he was making something that they wanted to share. So here is Harvest Moon.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go. But now it's getting late. 'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon.
That was the classic Harvest Moon by Neil Young, a song that feels like it was written just for Thanksgiving, a tribute to the beauty of the season and the people we cherish. Next, we have another track by another Canadian legend, Anne Murray. This is You Needed Me. While not a traditional Thanksgiving song, it is a heartfelt reminder of the importance of support, love, and family, which are all pretty key elements of the holiday of Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
You Needed Me by Anne Murray.
I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me, you gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high I finally found someone who really cares. You held my hand when it was cold, when I was lost, you took me home, you gave me hope. Upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me, you needed me, you needed me, you needed me.
Welcome back to Sulu Out, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Anne Murray's You Needed Me, which always brings us back to what truly matters, human connection and support, a timeless sentiment, especially at Thanksgiving. Charlotte, do you want to introduce our last song of the segment?
Yes, and he's a Canadian who makes commercials about his sugar-free drink. Michael Bublé, our final song for this segment is Home by Michael Bublé, a modern classic song about the longing for family, connections, and home. Things we often celebrate at Thanksgiving, things that lead to the airport sometimes being filled, the ferry boats all being filled, but because our people still do long for and attempt to have that connection to family at home.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris or Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people, I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Home. Let me go home. It'll all be all right. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home.
That was Michael Bublé's Home, a beautiful reminder of how special it is to return to the people and places we love, especially during the holidays. Wow, Jesse, it's wonderful to hear how diverse our Thanksgiving celebrations are, from the coastal seafood feast to harvest festivals in small farming communities. The essence of this holiday is about coming together, no matter how we do it. Now we're going to move into our final segment, and we're going to focus on what binds us all together: gratitude. You know, a few weeks ago, we had a pretend buffet, and everybody was supposed to bring something to the buffet. Mm-hmm. And rather than food, it was a word or a sentiment. And gratitude was the one that people picked. And so Gratitude is at the heart of Thanksgiving, whether it's for the food or our tables, the people we cherish, or the small moments of peace in our daily lives. Giving thanks is an act that can ground us and bring us joy, even in a challenging time. And these are some challenging times, with war going on in different parts of the world, thousands of people being made homeless by the weather, and for whatever we have, for whatever we still have, we want to just take a moment to share our gratitude for the year. I'm incredibly well, it's hard to say it because I've lost some family members during the year, and I am incredibly thankful for the opportunity to share these stories, but also the memories of things that I did with my brother, did with my niece, did with my best friend of 30 years, all of whom were here Thanksgiving last year and have gone on, made their transition to the other part of the universe. I'm thankful for the health and love of my family, the community here at CJSF that has led me out into the community, meeting more of you wonderful people who do write to us, who call, who leave messages on the phone. I'm grateful for all of that and for my health. I've gotten older and some parts of my body are feeling younger. So I am so grateful, grateful for the people who, like within this building we're in, Megaphone, going out and getting news from the street, letting people know what people are doing to reduce homelessness, letting people know what could be done to reduce the harm in some of the medications that are given, to bring around safe supply. For the people who are outside at 312 Main, bringing huge trucks and filling up grocery store bags for people, even though they aren't doing it every day, just the gratitude that there are people that harvest food, that come volunteer their day to give food, and the way that people are receiving it, respectfully, with gratitude. So I'm just grateful that we are in a city where people are still looking for ending this state of homelessness and looking for ways that they can develop in and around more places for people to live, and with just a little bit more conscientiousness of those who are without, those who are right on the ground, to not just say that's where they want to be or that they don't want to be hosts. That is a great myth. So as you have gratitude for the ways that you have been blessed, I just encourage everyone to look for that one thing that you can do, that one extra cup of coffee, one extra bottle of milk, that one extra something that you can do to help someone else that's less fortunate. So, I'm not the only one with a heart full of thanks. We're going to listen to Thank You by Alanis Morissette.
How about getting off of these antibiotics? How about stopping eating when I am full of? How about them
thank you. bawling your eyes out. How about not equating death with stopping?
Thank You by Alanis Morissette, reminding us that gratitude extends beyond the good times to include the lessons we learn from life's challenges. Here on Suluau on CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm Jesse, here with Sista C. We are celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving. We're into our third segment talking about gratitude. I'm going to keep things going with Ordinary Day by Great Big Sea, which is an uplifting track that encourages us to find joy and gratitude in the simple everyday moments, perfect for Thanksgiving, when we pause to give thanks for life's small offerings.
I've got a smile on my face and I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Sometimes I lose, I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright.
The corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Oh, you know, she might stumble if they push her around. She might fall, but she'll never lie down. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright. There's always some sorrow, and it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow. You know, it's up to you now if you sink or swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, I say, wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's all right.
It's all right, it's all right. Cause I've got a smile on my face, and I've got four walls around.
Hallelujah. That transcends a lot of cultures. Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen is a Canadian classic. While it's often seen as a reflective or spiritual song, it's also about finding grace and beauty, even in the complexities of our life. It's a fitting way to end our show on gratitude. I am grateful. We are so grateful for you as listeners. We're so grateful for you as supporters, and we look forward to continuing to share music, thoughts, commentary, and invite you. We do have an open invitation for writers, musicians to be interviewed, to send your work in so that people who listen to songs and pick what will get played get to hear them. So we're going to hear Hallelujah.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing.
Hallelujah.
That was Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. His words remind us that even in moments of doubt, there's beauty to be found. And for that, we are thankful.
Gratitude connects us all, and it's something we can carry with us, not just today, but every day. It really supports that theme of Suluwal. We speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. As we wrap up today's show, I hope you'll take some time to reflect on what you are grateful for, whether it's a quiet moment, a shared meal, the simple joy of a new day, listening to music that you may not have heard before. There's always something to give thanks for. From all of us here at CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming live worldwide at cjsf.ca. We just want to thank you and let you know it's been a privilege to share this time with you. Stay tuned for more thoughtful programming ahead. And you know, when people ask me what time it is, regardless, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time, love time. Poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery, time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time.